one of the amazing things happening over here in Taiwan is that the Taiwanese people don't know that the American election is in dispute. They really believe that Biden has won because that's what the news is telling them. And so when this comes through that Trump is the president, it's going to be an utter shock to them. And I'm curious how all that's going to play out. Now, one of the interesting things is that through people that I know over here, I actually have contact, and I've got the ability to contact anyway, someone in America who directly saw election fraud. And so I am fascinated to interview that person. Now, on the subject of interviews, as I mentioned yesterday, this week, this past week, I put up the YouTube video where I present the recording of the boss saying that the boss hates foreigners from over 10 years ago. And I also know other foreigners who've been badly mistreated. So very soon, Pacific Daily Times may be doing a series of interviews. I don't know, for a variety of reasons. And that may tick up a little bit. But one of the things on that may be how Taiwan is rude to people inside Taiwan from other countries. Just very, very cruel and rude. Now, in a lot of ways, they treat their own people this way. But see, foreigners come here and you got two added problems to it. One, they have fewer rights, which they should have. They're outsiders. You don't have a right to walk into someone else's house and start eating all their food and rearrange their furniture. There's a level of respect you should have in someone else's house. But when the house has rules where people talk really cruel and cuttingly to each other, they just tell people that they're horrible, bad people all the time, and there's not respect within the house, and then they welcome you in the house, and then they steal your stuff, and then they injure you while you're there, there's a point at which you say, you know, it's not just that this house is unfriendly. I've got to warn people not to come in here. Or I've got to warn people that there's a lot of good in this house. It's a good family to know, but there's a lot of problems they need to be ready for mentally, or, you know, maybe there's some action steps they could take to be ready, I suppose. It's an interesting situation. See, I'm in Taiwan, so I can listen to the foreigners that are angry and left, and I can tell their story. I can help them tell their story through an interview. And I'm not the bad guy because I'm still in Taiwan. I've suffered it myself, but I haven't gotten angry and left. So I'm sort of a fair, objective insider and outsider at the same time. I'm an outside insider. So I'm in a very interesting position to do this. So I may be doing a lot of interviews with that. Now, the question that I'm going to have is, well, I'll give this to you now. Why is it that America's government knows that Taiwan treats its own people so badly? I've told them, they know, Congress knows. I've had the conversations, they know. Why is it that they know Taiwan treats its own people so badly, and then that leads them to treat foreigners badly also, because, you know, the first issue is that Taiwan treats everyone badly. The second issue, as I was previously counting to, is that there's this, it's a very kind of inward thinking group. It's very cliquish, which happens in a lot of societies. We don't like outsiders doing stuff differently. And so that adds to frustration and sort of provokes locals to attack the outsider. So you kind of get, oh, let's lynch the outsider type of stuff going on. All right. So you've got these compiled. They're rude to people who have fewer rights while they're in the country because they're rude to everybody. And then they're extra rude to outsiders because they act differently for no other reason. So America knows this is going on. And Taiwan is, I mean, they're horrible with this. It's really, really bad. It's petty and it's annoying and it's hurtful and it really makes people angry. And they keep doing it. And what's America's answer? Sell Taiwan weapons and try to tell everybody that Taiwan's a wonderful country. Something's not right about that. Somewhere along the line, America needs to tell Taiwan, look, you've got X amount of people going from your country to our country with work, and such a percentage, let's say 90%, get an American passport within 5 years. We've got such and such a percentage of Americans going to, or such and such X amount of people, you know, Americans going to your country, and such a percentage, 90%, do not have passports even after 20 and 30 years. You need to flip that around. If you want to continue to do trade with us, you need to treat our people the way we treat your people. You're not complaining to us saying, you're giving too many passports to our people, you should cut that back. This isn't something, you're not asking us to do that, so why should we let you do that to us? So no, you need to go back, and we 90% of your people who come here with work get passports. You're going to go find people who are going to Taiwan. 90% of them are going to need to end up with passports, like yesterday. Do it now. So why doesn't America do that? Why doesn't America want respect? What does America want? See, because that would fix the problem. If the foreigners had a passport, then they would have rights. There'd be a lot of stuff that they could do, and it'd be harder to injure them. See, that's their defense. That's their protection. And that would bring the justice. That would just solve it. That would solve everything. But, and, well, there would be other problems, but it would enable the people to solve any remaining problems. It would just, so much would get dealt with. There you go. One simple thing affects everything else. That's how to make laws. What's a little simple law we can make that'll give justice to all the people so that they can sort out their own problems? The house is dirty. What do we do? Send everyone a broom. You know, they want to clean. They want to clean their house. We don't go in and control people and take over and do everything ourselves and take everybody else's money. So they don't have any money. We hire people to clean their house, and now they have a clean house but no money because we use their money to pay house cleaners. No. That's not how you do it. You just let people get a broom. You make it easier for people to get a broom. That's how to make laws. Because government can, if you wait for government to do everything, government won't get anything done. You have to empower people to do what they want to do anyway. The good things that they, people want to do good things generally. Even criminals have somehow justified in their minds that what they're doing is somehow good. So make sure that there's justice so that criminals don't have to do bad things in order to achieve what they believe is good. Set things right so that people can pursue their own lives. America did that. We got money and power. We didn't steal it from people. We created it by protecting life and the pursuit of happiness through liberty. So a simple passport for Taiwan would give people the liberty in Taiwan that they need. Very simple equation. That's what we do. Why doesn't America want that for Taiwan? Why are we so happy to sell weapons? Why are we so happy to let Taiwan make all these other countries angry at them? They don't know it yet, but the time is coming when these other countries are going to start giving Taiwan pressure. When the stories get out, and they're already getting out, people are already talking about it. Taiwan does this, Taiwan does that, they're not nice. The YouTubers are out there. People are complaining, and the stories are running around. Why doesn't America want that to stop? Why do they let it continue? Is it that government really, truly just doesn't care about a problem until it's too big and too late? It's got to be an unsolvable crisis or else the government does nothing? Is that it? Or is there something more sinister? Somehow, does America make money by selling weapons to a country that has a lot of unnecessary enemies? Now, I kind of think that it's the apathy thing. Because I don't even think that the weapons contract lobbyists would want Taiwan creating ill will in the world. I really think that the issue, I don't think that it's a conspiracy. I've got to ask because there's no explanation for this craziness. So every option's on the table to ask. But I really think it's just outright apathy. And so I'm coming at this from the perspective that Taiwan wants to improve. Taiwan wants to do better. And you know, as I go about doing that, I'm going to be educating the world and educating Taiwan, educating people and helping them understand what's going on inside and out. See you tomorrow.